Fighter in a race. So we are in tightness of Gimel Amud Beis, picking up at the top of the page. Kiyasar Avdim, he says, Rashi, Meretz Yisrael of Bavel. He come from Meretz Yisrael, he made his way to Babylonia. And when he came, he said the following. Amar, Rashi says, Amar, Shamis de Amri Meretz Yisrael, Yachal Yelke Latosafos. Let's take a look and see. Amar, I heard that the great sages there was a soul were saying the following idea. Yachal Yilkala Tosefes, you may have thought that one's going to get Malkus for Tosefes. Vinosivla Talmuda Liftura. And then it went to teach, there's this teaching that was showing that there, that was going to be putter. Says Rashi, V'lo yidana, my Tosefes V'lo putter. What is this talking about? This is what the Gemara says. I don't know what teaching is talking about, or what the Brisa means that it's a Tosefes. A Ravi Elazar Amar, Rabbi Elazar comes and he explains Charisha. We're talking about Charisha, which is plowing during Shemitah. V'achikar, as it means to say, Yachal Yilkel Charisha Da'asim Mechlal Upratu Klal. You would have thought that one's going to be Chayev to get Malkus for plowing during Shemitah because of a din of a Klal Prat uklau, that plowing during Shemitah is going to be aser v'nasav leila tamud l'petura, and then we learned out this teaching to tell you that you're going to be potter. Says Rashi, "Velozar mecharisha b'shavias lahachi kari leitosefes the lo nafik ikro min haTorah." Is that learned straight from the Torah? Ela meklalu prat uklau, the Rinnu Elik we saw earlier on Amud Aleph, and we learned to say not like that. Dem kain kohani prati lamali. If it's true that plowing is going to malchus, so why don't you need the Torah to list all of the specific things in reference to Shemitah? Rashi says, Dem kain the havi lucky, you said you're going to get malchus. Kohani prati depart behedia the aser v'shvias zria v'zimor kitsira ubitsira. Zon yesterday's Amud, right? Lamali, the Kasarachmana, Elalamema, the Hanachuloke, Shmamina, Acharisha Lolaki. Must be that Acharisha you do not get Malkus for. The Rabbi Yochanan Amar, a whole new pshat, Yomim Shou Sifu Chacham Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, the days that the Chachamim added on before Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says, Yomim Shou Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Shou Shavias, Shou Tosefes Al Shavias. You have a Shemitah year coming Rosh Hashanah, they added 30 days beforehand. Vachamis means to say, Yochel Yilkal Tosefes Rosh Hashanah Asim Yibechar Shav Katsir Tishbos. You would have thought that you're going to get Malkus and Tosefes Rosh Hashanah because, we learn out this concept of Tosefes Rosh Hashanah from the pasuk that says, "By the plowing and at the reaping, you shall rest." Says Rashi, Dasa Bechosh of a Kacha, Kedah Armel Lekaman, Im Inu Inyan Leshavias, Sari Ksiv, Sadcha Lo Sizra, Bekar Mechalo Tizmor, So Teneu Leinyan Shishis, Shendichas Leshavias, you should put it on to the sixth year that enters into the seventh year, the Shavias Nami Aser, right? It's going to the seventh year, which is Shemitah, that's also going to be Aser. Benasav La Tamud Levtura, Kedah Beinan Lemir Lekaman, but there's a teaching that was taught as a Ptor from lashes, from Malkus, like we're going to see later on. Rashi says, Gamar Shabbos Shabbason, Bishabbos Bereshis, that he's going to learn out Xerah Shavah between the word Shabbos here and the word Shabbos, that every week, that there's no Daraisa to stop from working the land before Shemitah. My Yomim Shalifnei Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean the days that come before Rosh Hashanah? Can the Talmud go to Mishnah Shvias? Ad Masay Choshim B'Stei Ilan Erev Shvias. Until when could a person plow? A Stei Ilan, which is a field of trees, until Erev Shvias, right? You could think, you know, when can I do it until? B'Shamay Omrim Kol Zman Shiyafa Lepri. As long as it's good for the fruit that's growing in the field. Rashi says, Klomer, Kol Zman Shacharisha Yafa Leperos Shigadlu B'Shishis Dahayinu Nami Karuv Latzeres. It's around Shavuos time. Aval mikan ve'elech lo dahavi kimetakim per shvias. From then on, it looks like it's doing it for the next part. Right? As long as the plowing is going to be good for the produce of this 6 year, it's going to be mutter. But salamim adatzeres. It said one can do it until Shavuos. Bekrovim divreelos kidivreelu. It's actually very close in time these two time periods. V'ad Masai Chorshin Stay Alovin Erev Shavuos. Stay Alovin, says Rashi, is a shel tavua of grain. How long can you do that until Shavuos? Mishetichla Halecha. Until the ground, there's a moisture on the ground until it stops. Rashi Shekolin Geshamim Shoshnas Shishas. The sixth year rain stopped. The Ada Hishaita Mahani Charisha Lizria Deshanazu. Until the time, the Charisha, the plowing of this Zeria of this year, is helpful. Avam Mishetichla Halecha. Once it becomes dry, you can't do it anymore. The michzi kechorish letzor shavis. It looks like he's drinking for shemitah. The high calls manch shabnei adam choshen lita mikasha ot. Calls manch shabnei adam choshen. Back in the gemara, the calls manch shabnei adam choshen lita mikshos will be the lowest. As long as, let's take a step back. Until when can you do a say love in erev shavis? Mishetichla halacha. The calls manch. But Shabbat Adam Choshen Lita Mikshos, we love us as long as people plow to plant for squash and gourd. That's when the ground will start drying up when people aren't doing that anymore. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he comes and he says, Im Kein Osatosh Shiur L'chol Echad Echad Biyodo. If you do this, and it's like Nasata Derech L'Shiurim, you're giving a shiur to every individual person. Rashi says, Klomer, Nasata Derech L'Shiurim, Shepom Zechorish, Kodem Chaver Lita Mikshos, sometimes it's before, sometimes it's afterwards. So you can't go according to like, you can't do such a thing. Ella bizdei alavin ad Pesach. The din is, until Pesach, then you can do it. Ubizdei ilan al atzeres. And when it comes to a tree field, red than it is, ad hod. Oh, right. Yeah, ad atzeres. The Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar kapara. And his court, they took a vote about these times, that of Pesach and Shavuos, and they were Vatalem. Rashi says, Shnei Prakim of Pesach Vatzer, so Bitlam, the Chorshin ad Rosh Hashanah. You can do it all the way until Rosh Hashanah. Amar Lei, Rabbi Zer, the Bavo, Farmer the Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. How can they call me Fatal? The kind of Bisham Basilla. Rest is the Shimon, Domer, out of Pesach, out of Teres. Finally, the Bisham Basilla. They're working in the world of Bisham Basilla. We know the famous principle. We know we have a Mishnah, Ein Beis, and Yochel Levato Devi Beis Chaveiro, Elim Kin, God of Be Men Nu Bechachma Minyan. You can have one Beis and knock out another Beis' thing, unless you're greater with them in Chachma and Minyan, or in Grillo's court, wasn't greater than that, Bisham Beis Hillel, what's going on? Shtalim Kishal Shoda, Kishal Chada, he was like shocked for a moment, it was like a moment of silence, shocked him in silence, Omalei, Emer Kachis Nubidam. Then he answered, so say that was the Tanai that they made amongst themselves, right at the time that they actually said it. Says Rashi, Shame Vihilo Bishasta Kanasam. Kola, back into it, Kola Rotsa Duvatal, Yovel Vivatal. They made it tonight. Anyone who wants to go into Mivatal can come and be Mivatal. In fact, the Gemara, what are you talking about? Did who he? What do you think Rashi says? Takanasam, it's there, Takana, Bisham Bishil? Halacha Moshe Misinai. It's Halacha Moshe Misinai. Don't remember Asiyam Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Nichunya Be'ish Be'erkas, Be'ish Chorsan. This is a throwback. Eser Nitios. This takes back to Sukkah, Tainus is Vacham. Okay, I saw most of the Tainus, and that is, but okay. Eser Nitios, the Allah about Eser Nitios, that is, if you have a field that has 10 saplings every 2,500 amos, that it's mutter to plow until the very last day before Shemitah, because without it, the trees are going to die. But if the trees are more chazak, then plowing before Shemitah is going to be also. It's Asentios. Arava, what's Arava? Well, I'm glad you asked, folks. Well, first Asentios says Rashi. I'm first of Pesach Beisash, who nun al nun chorshin is 2,500 gramos. Kola sada shala bishvilan be'er. Lamed. What's the lamed doing? Kula. Kola sada shala kula bishvilan. If since they're saplings, they have the big loss. An older tree in Choshen Ad Rosh Hashanah. And then we have Arava. That's Rashi says Lahakiv Hamizbeach. And this is Gemara in Sukkah that used to go out on every day of Sukkahs. They had this. They would do this thing where they would put a. Well, it's actually a machlokus that goes on. But the point is that Rava, v'nisuch hamayim, on every day of the 7 days of Sukkot, they had nisuch hamayim was put on the mizbeach. It came along with the carbon tamid, shal boker, and besides that of yayin. These things are halacha la Moshe mi Sinai. Right, and the point is that we saw the point is here as in the Tios about when you could plow before Rosh Hashanah. So clearly, this is Hilchos Moshe Sinai. Amar Vietzah Ki Gemir Chusah Shloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. The Hilchos Moshe Sinai is 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Says Rashi, the Ein Choshen Lezakein Ad Rosh Hashanah, Avah Choshen Ad Shloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. You do it 30 days before. Vasuhani Tikun Pesach Hametzaris, and they came and they put it, they moved it back more. Rashi says, but Takara did who? They're Chiko the Pesach Hametzaris. They moved it back. You have to stop much earlier. They said, but they do, and they made it tonight with amongst themselves. They called over to the Vatel. If the Vatel wants to be Vatel, can come and be Mivatel. The rest is Vegamliel. The Ramiel, the Vatel, low Vatel, Elamim Pesach Hametzaris, Ad Shloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Of course, that can be Vatel. The Lachem Moshe Sinai. With that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.